Radio Network.
.10:09 here in the Lehigh Valley, and the Pigs fly to a 4-3 victory over the Pawtucket Red Sox. Sam Mines with you here in the studio. This is the Staybridge Suite Talent on Bethlehem Airport postgame show, and your happy recap for August the 25th, 2017, as the Pigs open up a three-game series with the Pawtucket Red Sox with a 4-3 victory. What a big, big game for the Pigs. They came through when they needed it most, fell down early, but were able to bounce all the way back and get the win. In this one, we've got some really exciting highlights for you from this evening's game. If you missed any of it, it was a roller coaster affair. Back and forth. And really, you didn't know what you were going to get out of Henderson Alvarez, who started his first game for the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs. Was it going to be good? Was it going to be bad? Even Dusty Wathan didn't really know what he was getting out of his starter tonight, if you heard him on the AT&T pregame show with Matt Province. Sometimes you just have to put blind faith in someone, and especially when you really have no other options, you can only do so much. From the Long Island Ducks to the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs, Henderson Alvarez trying to keep their season alive. We begin in the top of the first inning with the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs up at the plate. Scott Kingery, with his 22-game hitting streak on the line in opportunity number one, struck out swinging in what was a great start to the day for Justin Haley. Pigs would go down 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Bottom of the first, Alvarez, after getting the first two out, got himself into a little bit of trouble after giving up singles to Brian Bogusevich and Matt Dominguez and walking Sam Travis. But he got Devin Marrero to ground out to Angelo Mora to end the bottom of the first inning. Top two, Pigs go 1-2-3. Bottom of the second inning, well, the old bad start to the inning. The one thing you don't want to do, walk the leadoff batter, and that's what Alvarez did to Jenson Witte. He put him on. Now, despite the fact that he got Mike Miller to ground out 6-3, Jake Romanski came to the plate.
Part of a 12-player trade in November of 12 as the pitcher swung on, flared out right field, base hit. Now it gets by Jorge Rodriguez. This will easily allow Witte to score. Romanski's around second. He's digging for third, and he's going to make it there standing. A single and an error. I don't think an RBI. I don't think the runner would have scored. He held up to make sure Jorge Rodriguez wasn't going to catch it. But the misplay, and the Paw Sox grab a 1-0 lead and have a man on third with only one out.
1-0, runner on third, and Zhu Wei Lin then was next at the plate.
Runner leads off, pitcher swung on a ground ball, the short flag, beautifully with a backhand by Mora. From his heels, throws to first, it's not in time. Infield single, I'm surprised Mora even got a glove on the thing. But the runner scores from third. It's an infield single and an RBI for Lynn, and it's now a 2-0 game.
Alvarez continued to have his struggles after the hit by Lynn. He walked Ryan Court, gave up a double to Brian Bogusevich, who had two hits in the first two innings, and Matt Dominguez was next at the plate.
Runners lead off. It'll be a 3-1 swung on hammered left side. Glove deep in the hole by Moore with a backhand. Fires all the way to first errantly. And it pulls Stassi off the bag. It'll be an infield single and an RBI, and it's a 3-0 game.
Now, despite those three runs, as you heard, all three of them really were the result of just hard-to-make defensive plays. A ball that got by in the outfield, that allowed Witte to score. An infield single for Zhu Wei Lin. And then a ball that ended up being an error on Angelo Mora allowed the third run to come around to score. So not the best luck for Henderson Alvarez in that inning, but he would get Sam Travis to line out to end the threat. And only three runs would come around to score, in the bottom of the second inning. Three runs on three hits. And Alvarez was through that inning, only two of which were earned. Pigs would go down 1-2-3 in the top of the third inning. Bottom of the third, Devin Marrero singled to lead off the inning, but Jansen Whitty hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Alvarez was through the inning when he got Mike Miller to strike out swinging, but the ball got past Logan Moore as a wild pitch, and it put Mike Miller on first base. Jake Romanski then singled, and that meant there was two on with two out, but Zhu Weilin flew out, and that ended the threat in the bottom of the third. Pigs would go down 1-2-3 in the top of the fourth once again. Red Sox down 1-2-3 in the bottom of the fourth. So we move on to the top of the fifth inning. With the first 12 Pigs retired in order, Brock Stassi made it 13 when he flew out. And then finally, Angelo Mora ended the no-hit bid in the top of the fifth inning with a single. And Dylan Cousins, as hot as they come, came up to the plate right after him.
It's good cereal, too. Honey Bunches of Oats, great cereal. Runner leads off, one on, one out. It'll be a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and launched. This one out to deep right field. Back Bogusevic at the track at the wall. Forget about it, and there's your bunch. His third home run in his last two games, and the Pigs are on the board. It's 3-2.
Uncle Dylan Cousins comes through with a big two-run home run, and the Pigs were right back in it. Dylan Cousins heating up these last few days. Andrew Pullen struck out looking, afterwards. Logan Moore walked, but Herlis Rodriguez grounded out 4-3 to end the top of the fifth inning. Bottom of the fifth now. Henderson Alvarez would get Sam Travis to pop up. Devin Marrero to ground out back to Alvarez. He would retire Marrero 1-3. Jansen Whitty would get a two-out single, but Mike Miller would hit into a 6-4 fielder's choice that ended the bottom of the fifth inning, and Alvarez's day was through. 5 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts in 26 batters faced. Not too shabby for a guy in his first appearance in the International League this season. Top of the sixth inning began with Scott Kingery. Now, Kingery's third attempt at getting his 23rd hit. Well, he grounded out to Matt Dominguez at third, so he was now 0-3, was Kingery. J.P. Crawford singled, as did Cam Perkins, and Brock Stassi walked. That meant the bases were loaded with just one out, ending the day for Justin Haley. He gave way to Williams Harris, and Harris had the bases loaded, one out, and Angelo Mora at the plate.
Infield back, pitch, swung on and ripped out towards short. Backhanded deep in the hole, will they get two to second for one? Relay throw is in time! Oh no! Jerez out of the inning on a 6-4-3 double play on a sensational lunge in the hole with a backhand by Marrero.
Jerez got some good defense played behind him and got Angelo Mora to hit into the inning-ending double play. Pigs still trailed 3-2 going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Now into the game with Cesar Ramos. Ramos got Romanski to ground out to Angelo Mora to start off the sixth inning. Zhu Weilin flew out, but Ryan Court singled to start a little two-out rally, and that brought Brian Bogusevic to the plate. This, the turning point of the game.
One on, two outs, 3-2 Paw Sox. Ramos will set by the belt and deliver. And swung on and ripped out towards the corner in right field. It is a base hit. Let's see if they're going to send Court. He's to second. Going to third, they're going to put on the brakes there. He runs to the stop sign. Throw to the plate. It's right on line. Oh, Crawford, a perfect throw. They got him. Oh, wow. He ran right through a stop sign. And it goes Herlis Rodriguez to J.P. Crawford to Logan Moore. And they cut down a very big insurance run here in the bottom of the sixth inning.
A massive, massive out by the Pigs, erasing what could have been an insurance run at the plate and ending the bottom of the sixth inning. Now, even more incredibly than that, you heard the call by Matt Provenza when Herlis Rodriguez to J.P. Crawford to Logan Moore. That's J.P. Crawford playing second base, mind you. Now, I know I spoke about how good of a defensive player he was yesterday, but playing a position and fielding it incredibly well, and also having the smarts and the whereabouts to understand your cutoff positioning and your spot on the field when you don't have a time to think about it, well, that's just brilliant by J.P. Crawford. Positioned himself well, understood where he had to be, got the throw from Herlis Rodriguez, and it was a perfect play at the plate to erase Ryan Court and the Red Sox in the bottom of the sixth inning, still only leading 3-2. So we moved to the top of the seventh inning, and it was an inning that started, as most successful ones do, with a leadoff walk for the Pigs. Dylan Cousins earned it. Andrew Pullen then came up and hit what should have been a double, essentially given a bit of a home cooking call. It ended up being an E8 on Su-Wei Lin, but the Pigs will take it whatever way they can get it. The first two were on runners on second and third, nobody out, and Logan Moore at the plate.
And now the pitch on the way, swung on and ripped out left field pretty deep. Should get the run in. Going back is Court, makes the catch. Cousins tags, he will score easily. The throw goes to third to prevent Pullen from moving up. But we've got a brand new ball game. A terrific at-bat as Moore gets the clutch sacrifice RBI. And it's 3-3 here in the top of the seventh inning.
3-3 after Ryan Court gets thrown out. The Pigs, three batters after that, have tied the game. Following the sacrifice fly, the Pigs pinch hit Carlos Tochi for Herlis Rodriguez, but Tochi went down swinging on strikes. So with two outs, Andrew Pullen remained at second base. Scott Kingery, in his fourth attempt to get that 23-game hitting streak, was intentionally walked. J.P. Crawford then worked the walk a hard way, and that brought Cam Perkins to the plate.
Base is loaded. Perkins waves that bat back and forth. Jerez will deliver, and it's inside, and the Pigs have a lead. How do you like every stinking itty-bitty little piece of that?
Cam Perkins gets the walk, and the Pigs get the lead. Brock Stassi would go down swinging after that, but the Pigs had taken the lead. It was 4-3 Iron Pigs going to the bottom of the seventh inning, and Ricardo Pinto is now into the game. But Pinto greeted rudely by Matt Dominguez to lead off the bottom of the seventh inning when he doubled and on a wild pitch took third base. But he got Sam Travis swinging down on strikes. Then Scott Kingery made a marvelous play at third base, picked a hot shot, looked the runner back to third, and then threw on to Stassi to erase Devin Marrero. So with two outs and a runner on third base, Jansen Witte was all that stood between Pinto and getting out of the seventh inning unscathed.
Runner leads off. It'll be a 3-2. Pinto sets, kicks, fires. Swung on a ground ball to third. Kingery gloves. Kingery sets. Kingery fires. Got him. And Pinto, with a man on third and nobody out, gets out of the inning unscathed, protecting a lead and sending his scoreless inning streak to 19 and 2/3 innings.
A great job done by Ricardo Pinto to keep the Iron Pigs in the lead. Pigs went down 1-2-3 in the top of the eighth inning. Bottom of the eighth, so did the Paw Sox, and that meant that because that was Pinto's second inning, he now had 20 2/3 scoreless innings. That streak for Ricardo Pinto puts him top 10 in Pigstery. On to the top of the ninth, Logan Moore would strike out swinging, and Carlos Tochi would line out. So with two outs in the top of the ninth inning, Scott Kingery had one last chance to extend his hitting streak.
Right now, two outs, nobody on. It'll be a 3-2 to Kingery. Pitch swung on and flared right field towards the chalk. It stays fair. It could be in there. Bogusevic goes over and can't make the catch. It hops into the seats. It's going to be a ground rule double. And gone to his final strike, Kingery has extended his franchise record hitting streak to 23. Holy Toledo.
As if there was any doubt Scott Kingery was going to get that 23rd hit. He saved it for his fifth at-bat in the top of the ninth inning, but he got the job done. Kingery did not move any further than second as J.P. Crawford struck out swinging, but that meant that the IL leader in saves, Pedro Beato, was in the bottom of the ninth inning. And he started it off with a bang. Ryan Court went down looking at strike three. Brian Bogusevic went down swinging at strike three. Matt Dominguez did upset things a little bit with a base hit. So with two outs, one on, Sam Travis at the plate. Beato trying to shut things down.
13 games of fighting. Runner leads. We'll do another 2-2. Beato kicks. He fires. Swung on a ground ball. Chopped to short. Charging Mora. Picks it. His play is the first. Throw is in time. A bang, bang play. Ball game over. Los Cerritos vuelan. Los Cerritos vuelan. Los Cerritos vuelan. As Beato notches save number 28, and the Pigs get a big win.
Pigs fly to a 4-3 victory over the Pawtucket Red Sox. A back and forth. Pigs had a guy they had never seen before start the game for him. He was good, but the Pigs fell down 3-0 early. Got two back in the fifth. It was nearly 4-2 Pawtucket, but Ryan Court was thrown out at home, and the Pigs would go on to take a lead they would never look back on at 4-3 in the top of the seventh inning. Final score, Iron Pigs 4, Pawtucket Red Sox 3, the 73rd win of the year for the Iron Pigs. For Lehigh Valley, 4 runs, 5 hits, and 2 errors. For Pawtucket, 3 runs, 12 hits, and 1 error. The Iron Pigs, 0-4 with runners in scoring position, leaving 8 on base. Pawtucket, 2-9, they left 11 on base. Henderson Alvarez, not a bad start. 5 innings, 8 hits, 3 runs, 2 earned, 3 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Cesar Ramos got the win, his 5th, 1 inning, 2 hits. Ricardo Pinto, a hold, his first, 2 innings, 1 hit, 2 strikeouts, and most importantly, no runs. And Pedro Beato, a save, his 28th, 1 inning, 1 hit, and 2 strikeouts. For the Paw Sox, Justin Haley, 5 1/3 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs all earned, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. Williams Jerez got a blown save, his first, and a loss, his second. He's 0-2. 1 2/3 innings, 2 runs, 5 walks, 2 strikeouts. Ben Taylor, an inning and 2 strikeouts. Chandler Shepard, an inning, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Time of the game, 2 hours and 56 minutes, in front of 9,246 out at McCoy Stadium. Once again, your final, the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs 4 and the Pawtucket Red Sox 3.